Why do you boast, O evil? Of evil, you mighty man. Why do you boast all day long? You who are a disgrace in the eyes of God. Your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You who practice deceit. You love evil rather than good. Falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, O you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at him, saying, here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, who but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. How do you like the confirming voice of the visions with the psalm? You know, sometimes we underestimate God's ability to confirm and reconfirm. My life is full of God confirming and reconfirming. And I wanted to also give you another possibility on that carriage with the fringe on top. That came with the Black Horse, I'm guessing, but 1997, 8, or 9, I would say in those 3 years. Could be 2000, but I think it came before. Do you recall? You had the vision. Later on, we had instructions of who it was that was in the carriage. I don't think this is the same exact vision, but I believe it's the same era that the Lord is working on. And I also believe that, you know, if you don't understand why the sin nature that's invested in you and the weaknesses that are in you are passed on from previous generations, it would be a silly move on your part, because God has shown in Daniel chapter 1 that Daniel was aware of the mistakes of his family and his heritage. He wasn't ashamed to lay it down before God and confess it as sin. And because he was obedient, God was able to deliver his people. And the same is true today, because I was reading an article from a publication that I've been receiving for many years. And this group of people in the Midwest were told by the Lord to begin a repentance for what was done to the Native Indians, what was done by the white man, and repented for them. And as they did, they saw many different tribes bow to a knee to Jesus and become born again. Then they were told to pick up on the black and the injuries that were done to them and the Mexicans and etc. And then they were sent to Washington. And I know for a fact that Wade Taylor is living in downtown Washington. He's one of our spiritual fathers. He's actually the spiritual father that began Pinecrest, where I was ordained. Wade and his family have been tested mightily, but he's not afraid to repent for the sins of those that came before him. And I believe that the secret to freedom is the gift of repentance. And it's a gift, because sometimes you don't feel like it. You just might think that they deserve what they got. I thought that way for a season. It wasn't God, but thoughts were there. And God began a work to wise me up. So I'd like you to go to Proverbs, chapter 9. That was the word that I heard this afternoon. And I'd like to share with you a little bit. In the NIV, it says, an invitation of wisdom and of folly. Wisdom and stupidity, if you wish. Yep. Proverbs chapter 9. Paul, they're having a hard time to read. Would you mind snapping that switch over there? I can see my girls here stretching their eyes. There you go. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls. Notice also that these connect with the vision. Maids, servants, etc. Got it? Food. From the highest point of the city. Where are we right now? You like it, huh? Yeah. I was all excited when I read this afternoon. Let all who are simple come in here. She says, to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink my wine. I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. The next part is so awesome, verse 8. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Really concentrate on that reality. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. Piece by piece by piece, I had to take what I had learned from experience, from those who gave me the best they could, and some of it needed to be teared down. I mean, you know, you have to tear down some old thought patterns sometimes. Because if you don't, you stay with those mindsets. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, pull down every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Well, making it obedient is not going to be comfortable. Making it obey, pulling it down, looking at it, looking where it came from, and then taking it apart piece by piece and see where the instructions came from and how they were built on selfishness or even survival techniques built on fear. Not God. Rather than the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God has an ability to reconstruct you and me. And it's a mixture that is remixed because God says, I have this food, this spiritual food, right in the Word. And he has spiritual food every single morning. Now, there are mornings when I'm awake, and I wake up half, and I begin to thank the Lord. And as I begin to thank the Lord, what happens? Sometimes a word comes in, sometimes a little song, sometimes a word of knowledge. Sometimes just a new spark comes in. Why? Because I concentrate on him. How many have ever had war games during the night? All right, what do you call on? The blood. Call on the blood. Yes, because you see, there's a way to even instruct yourself. Verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Did you hear that? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Of the Holy One is understanding. For through me, your days will be many and years will be added to your life. You want to live a nice, ripe old age? Get with the Lord. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. I had a person in my life a few days ago who was very angry with a family member. Did you ever get upset with a family member? Yep. And I said, well, you have a choice. You can stay angry. You can stay bitter. Or you can ask God to heal them, set them free, and God will heal both, you and that individual. I says, are you ready to make a decision to do this? And do you know the person said no? Nope, not ready. I said, well, I can understand that because I did that for a season. If you want to stay angry, go ahead. It's up to you. I'm not going to twist your leg, try to convince you, because you know what it would produce? Who can tell me what it would produce? If you try to convince somebody and they don't want to be convinced. An argument, yes, and I would become that person's enemy. They would no longer open up when they're wounded. So I simply said, you know, when you're ready, I'll be here. When you're ready. Now, that season in my life when I was filled with anger, and I had a lot of it, I didn't want anybody telling me what to do. Why did you say amen? Been there. How many others have visited that place? Okay. And if somebody tried to push your buttons, all you did was, now you got 3 or 4 extra people to get mad at. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Not pleasant, but it's true. 13. The woman's folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city. Notice who's both at the highest point of the city. By the way, the sidelines on that would call her the prostitute. Amen? And she's got something to sell. I would probably call her Jezebel. Because I know she's got something to sell. Okay? Calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here. She says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. Did you ever run away with your favorite snack and somebody disturbed you? And you were hoping to eat it all by yourself? And that doorbell rings and you say, oh, come on. And then you hurry up and you go put it away because you know there's only room for one. You know, and it's weird, but, you know, the human part of us, the fleshy part of us, the selfish part of us, says there's not enough for two. If we would only pray over it, it would multiply. But instead, we go hide it. I've done it. Why? Well, there's only enough for me. Okay? That a negative spirit. Stolen water is sweet, verse 17. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depth of the grave. This also implies that if you are simple and you flow with the flesh, you're going to get hurt. And eventually, the byproduct of that is death. How does that apply to you and me? I think sometimes we underestimate when we've had these bouts with weakness, that they were all intended to destroy us. I believe that temptation is designed for us to get educated. Scripture says, lead us not into temptation. If we're to pray not to be led into temptation, but yet Jesus was led into temptation. Yes? When Jesus was led into temptation, what did he prove? That he didn't succumb. You and I will be tempted. It says that we will be tested. Will we come out on the other side with a victory? Or we will come out discouraged? It's up to us. There are seasons of testing. And God will say to you, are you ready to intercede for the one that is hurting? That could be you. See, the vision about the carriage and the old package, the old structure. If you're capable of realizing that those weaknesses that you have and that you and I still struggle with, that there's levels of repentance. There's levels of revelation that the Lord will bring. Because he won't bring you more than you can handle up to that point. In my life, there were seasons where he showed me certain things about myself, and that's as far as I could go. And I can remember saying to the Lord, oh, we finally got the victory, only to ask him to forgive me 3 weeks later, because now he was just taking off one more layer, taking me a little deeper. And I didn't like it. I didn't like going deeper. It was uncomfortable. But God was faithful, and he didn't let me off the hook. I can remember giving Gail a book and confessing to her. It took me 2 years to read this book. Because in moments of anger, I threw it under the bed and didn't look at it for a couple of months. And it was the truth. Okay? Now, I think she probably did better than I did, but that's neither here nor there. We're not here to compare notes. We're here to recognize that repentance is a gift. Don't be afraid to ask for it. It's a gift from God, and by his Spirit, he'll guide you. And he knows the amount of injuries you've had. He knows the amount and the levels of trust that you form. And he will guide you until you have the victory 110% plus. Why? Because he wants you free. Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Father, I'd like the gift of repentance tonight. I'd like it so that you can clean me up. I don't care how deep you have to go. Don't stop till I'm fully cleansed. You have a work to do inside of me, Lord. And I don't want a bout of fear. I'm asking you for the grace to overcome the fear of the unknown, the fear of being wounded again, the fear of being hurt again, or disappointed. if I've made vows to myself and to God that I didn't want to be hurt anymore, I'm asking you now, pour that grace into me so that I can become the priest in this kingdom for my family, both male and female background. No matter how many generations go, whether it's the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, or even further back, I'm willing to go. So you can clean this up. Because I want to be free. And the fullness of time is now. It's today. I want my freedom now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus.